Yeah, if you think about it, go and look at Joel. And I'm not going to give you the first 12 verses. But it was talking about the plague, the locusts, and the different things. And I always use that scripture in Joel in my own life, that God would restore, if we would trust God and return to Him, He would restore what the locusts ate away. But in verse 3 of Joel, it says this: tell your children about it in the years to come. Pass the awful story down to generation to generation. And I got a commentary about traditions, and I'm just going to read it. In Joel's time, the only way to pass history from one generation to the next was to memorize and recite it and to teach the children and grandchildren. Today, computer systems seem to be having more information in a few minutes than the entire generation of Joel's time. But even the advanced technology fails to process and store some of the most important data. What do your children know about your family's spiritual history, your own homecoming? Do they know the prayers that you have prayed for them, the spiritual failures that have cost the family or a nation, the ways in which God has provided and healed, the promises that gave great-grandparents the strength to carry on the family, to live in faith, devise ways to preserve your spiritual history and to make your children and their children have access to it?